Okay. So what we've got is we have played around with SQL. I think these are kind of more or less reviews. Okay, so we've played around with SQL. We're now going in and we're saying, I'm going to do the link. I'm including my password in a separate file so that I can show these better and keep it in a separate file, and I can use the password over and over and over again. Okay, I'm connecting to the donor database, and I actually have a donor database that has a donor table. So again, this is the database. This is the table. Okay. And so I am saying that I am going to tie the link to the database. Again, when you set up the password, you do not have to specify a database. Or you can specify it, and if this contradicts what you specified, this will win. Okay? So if what you put here is a different database than what you have on LinkPass, then this one is going to win. So I'm now connecting the link to the database, and then I am continuing on and saying I want to do a query with that link. And I'm selecting the ID and the name from the donor. And or die is if it's invalid. Okay. And then I have a while loop that is going through and basically showing the row and the ID. And as I mentioned before, array means that I can either use the number to tell which set field I want, or I can use the name to tell which field I want. Okay. So if I then go into the browser, okay, my address to get to this is, my address at least, is cisbristolcc.edu/tildpgrosser/CIS159S17, and then what's next? Second connect group. And then connect 5 donor 2, okay, and at the time I did that, I knew what that meant. So I am stepping through the records that are on the donor table, and I'm actually echoing them out twice just to make the point that I can echo them out by giving the name of the field, or I can echo them out by doing the position. And I'm also echoing out some literals in there that says ID equals. Okay. So I'm echoing out the ID and the name. So this is just a very basic, I'm connecting to the database, and I've got a loop that is going through. As long as there are records in the database, it will continue to go through the loop, and it will echo out the information. And I only retrieved ID and name from donor because that's all that I needed. Okay, that's all that I wanted to show. Doing the same thing. That's what I thought I remembered. Okay, on this one I went through and did the array, and the row. And I went through and said, I want the item number, the item name, and from item first, where the item number is equal to that. You do not have to enclose the 12121 in single quotes. You can just put it there because it's a number. If it's a string, you have to have the single quotes there. But since it's a number, it can go either way. And on this one, I said, if not result, which means that there was a problem with the query. Okay, and I'm exiting. Just another way of writing this. As opposed to the or die, I can put it in there and say, if there's no problem with the, if there's no results from the query, I'm going to die and exit. So that's just another way of doing that. And I think that pretty much covers the introductory stuff, yeah. Okay, so then I went on, and the rest of these are getting into how I can do connects. And they're like the homework that I gave you for the week before vacation. Did anybody do that homework yet?
Almost done with it.
Almost done with it? Okay. So these are the things that will help to do that homework. Okay, so here's Connect 6. And it is basically coming in with the same things that I did on the other one. This is coming in, and I don't know why I did it twice. Item number and item name. The item number is a specific item number. And actually, now that I'm looking at it, I remembered that it was there twice. Okay, this is using print instead of echo, which works the same way. And I am just retrieving records. I retrieve everything from Donut, and then I use the ID, the name, the city, and the state. And this one has the or die. And then we'll start the eights, which are the ones that I think I wanted to look at the most. Okay, so here I'm saying select asterisks from donor where state equals state. Okay, and I've got Rhode Island up here. And so I, instead of taking something in, I just said, okay, the state is going to be Rhode Island. I want to see everybody that is in Rhode Island. Okay, and in this one, I need to have the single quotes in there. Because if I take them out, then it is going to make assumptions that a Rhode Island is a variable or something like that. Okay. So if I experiment with this one and try taking the quotes out, I'm going to see problems. So this one is Connect 8A. So there's the information that it's putting out. And I'm only getting the ones where the state is equal to Rhode Island. Okay. Now, if I go into this and I take out the quotes around that and I save it and I do a refresh, okay, it's got an unknown column Rhode Island in the where clause, and so it is having problems with that, okay? So I had to have the quotes around the state. Because because it was string data. So I need to put the quotes back in, and then it will work. And obviously I need desert quotes around the liberal over there stating was Rhode Island too. So if I take those out, and I run it, okay, I get the use of undefined constant IRI, but I get this kind of interesting thing that it assumes the quotes. So I get the error message telling me that I messed up, but it goes ahead and tries it and makes the assumption. Whereas when I took the quotes out around state, it just crashed. This one, it crashed, but not really, because it gave me its best guess. Okay. So I still want to have the quotes there. Put the quotes in both places, I'm back to being successful. Come on. Okay, this one is saying year goal is 2000. And I'm doing the select. Okay. So I'm getting only those that had a year goal greater than 2000. And notice I'm not using the single quotes because it's in another field. Okay. So I set up year goal as just 2000. And then I'm saying select where the year goal is less than the year goal. And I just did it twice, two different ways. Okay, so we go to D or C. Okay. And this one is just, again, showing you that you can do it with and without the quotes. So that's just making that point. Okay, D is starting to get into compound and making the point that you can have a compound here. So I'm saying where year goal is less than and state equals mass. Okay, so I've got compound going on in there. And so if I run that, that was D. And I'm seeing people with a year goal that is greater or that is less than 300 and state equals Massachusetts. Okay, so I can get any of my selects in here can be anything that I can write in a regular select. I can use to do now and say I want to select these particular records. So the select
lets me do all of those kinds of things. And here I said where Yigo is null and stating was Rhode Island. Okay, so any record, and I think it was, there's one record I think that is out there that has null in it. And so if I do a check on this one, I'm going to see that record. Okay, so there's the record that had a null in Yigo and the state of Rhode Island. Okay, so here I've gotten into where the state equals Rhode Island, and Yigo is either less than Yigo in or Yigo is known. So Rhode Island has to be true in either of the other two. Okay. So if I run that one was F. So they all have Rhode Island, and they either have a year goal that is less than 2,000 or a year goal that's null. And again, I didn't need the quotes around year goal because that's generic. So that's my choice there. And this one just shows that I can have the double quotes over there around Rhode Island if I want to, as opposed to single quotes. And I'm not sure which one it is because I don't remember the IDs, but one of these has a valid ID and one does not. Okay, so that one was successful. So I had the ID set up, and I went in, and this is successful because I have one that met the criteria. And I don't have a loop here, because if I only am going after a particular ID, I obviously don't need a loop. Okay. So I am taking the result, putting it in row, and then writing a row. And then 9B has, I believe, an invalid one. Nope, that apparently was successful too, so I'm not sure why I did two that were successful. It's 888, which I think is the next one that is unsuccessful. Okay, so that's what it does when it was unsuccessful. Okay, it just went and it printed out the literals and it printed out no content.
Now the next ones are the more interesting ones. the compound ones. Okay, so again, this is the situation where I want state equal mass and city equal to either Fall River or the city equal to Seekonk. And again, I don't know how many there are, so this time I'm doing a while loop in order to show the information. Okay. And I can also write the ands with the double ampersand, and I can write the ors with the double lines. So I can go in either way with and an or with symbols. So if I write this one, this is compound. So I'm looking for state equal Rhode Island and city equal Warren or Providence, and I had the same person in there in both places. And they both come up. Okay, if I look at C, that's just looking at, it's got to be both Mass and Rhode Island, or Rhode Island, I mean Mass and Fall River, or Rhode Island and Providence. And again, remember your rules that ands get resolved before ors, so I don't need parentheses there. A lot of people put them in just because they like them, but I don't need them. Okay, and this is, again, just showing you that you can use any of the stuff. This is where city is in that group. So anything where the city is in Providence, Seekonk, or Fall River is going to show up. And this shows that you can have a subquery. So I went in and said, select a state from donor where the city equals Warren. And so it's going to come out with RI. And so the other one says, select asterisk from donor where the state is Rhode Island. So if I run this one, I'm only going to see Rhode Island. So this is 9E. So I'm only seeing Rhode Island. So I did the inner, and the inner came back with RI, and so I'm saying with the state is RI. Let's get rid of some of these. I think I want F first. Okay, now this one is more interesting. This one is saying I want to select ID, name, and I want to get a substring of city going into 2 and taking 3.
and I'm going to call that subsidy. Okay, I'm calling that subsidy. And then I want city, state, and year goal.
Okay. Now, in this one and in the next one, these are very similar. Okay, so this worked.
And you can see where it is going in and getting the substring right in there, ALL, and further down other things. Okay, and, but what I did was, since I used array, I can use either the position or the name. So I just said, okay, this substring that I'm making is going to be 012, so I'm just showing it by saying 2. Okay?
So the name subsidy, I didn't end up having to use, because I just said go in, and on the next one you'll see that you can use the name subsidy. But on this one I said, okay, I want to show the zero thing, which is the ID. Then I switched over for no good reason and said I want to show name. And then I switched over and said I want to show whatever is in the second, 012, and so I'm showing the substring. And then I went back to using the names and got city, state, and year goal. Okay. So that shows that you can go ahead and do a calculation in there. And now what I want to look at is the F1. And that one I actually end up using the word subsidy.
So I said, okay, take the substring, go into city, go to the second spot, take 3 characters, and call it subsidy. And so down here, when I was doing the output, I called it subsidy. And it goes ahead and shows the ALL. Okay.
So you can do it either of those two ways. Questions on that? And I think that's really these, I think, were just extraneous. My memory was there wasn't anything in those that were in there. They were just kind of things I fooled around with. So that's how you can do that assignment that I gave you the week after, and I think most of the things are covered in there. The last one in that assignment, I think, uses what we just talked about. Doing a, getting a part of a field. Okay. So the next thing that we can go in and look at is the third connect group. So if you want to download that, that's out there. And basically, I think I just put it up last night when I decided that we probably would get to it. Oh, Thursday is open lab all day from around 9:30 in the morning till around 6 o'clock at night. I hopefully will be here.
What's open lab?
Huh? Not tomorrow, Thursday. So, say that again?
What's open lab?
You can come in and work to get caught up.
That's good.
Yeah. Lindsay will be here, definitely. I will try to be here. My son-in-law is having surgery tomorrow, and it's fairly serious surgery. So that's why I put the lab on Thursday, is I think I will be here, but I'm not positive that I'll be here. So Lindsay will be here. You can come in. You can work with other people in the class. You can come in anytime during the day, and you can get start getting caught up.
That sounds like a good idea.
I think it does. Okay, this one was starting to get into other things that you can do within So, for example, I have a Connect main. Okay, so I'm doing an insert here. And I am connecting to the donor base. And I want to insert a record into the donor table. And those are the values that I want to put in. Okay, and then I am echoing out the result. Now, the result, I'm pretty sure, is going to tell me, since I've already been playing with this. So this is connect main 1AOK.php. Okay, so I've got third connect group is what I meant to have here. Getting right. 159. Oh, yes. Okay. And this would be a duplicate entry because I'd already been playing with this, okay? So it's a duplicate entry. So now, and this is how I get the same names in there a gazillion times. If I change this and make it a 5, and whatever, and save that, and now run it again, it comes back and tells me that it connected successfully, and gives me that. So it has gone ahead and put the record in there. So take a minute and try this. Bring up one of your tables. Okay? I'm echoing out result and you're seeing the 1 because this is what I'm echoing out, that there was 1 result. Okay? So I added it in and I got 1 result, which reassures me that it did it. But go ahead and bring up your database and try doing an insert to add a record to whatever table you want to add to. And then we're going to go in and change that record, and then you can go in and delete that record and do all of that good stuff. So go ahead and insert one into it. So you never have to go back to using PuTTY. You can actually write the code in PHP that is going to insert the records into the table. And then I want to find the one that lists our donor. Thank you. And you can see when I go in, there's one that says Listoma. And as you can see when you go in, there's the record I just did an insert on. And so it's showing up there that I did the insert. Did you try it with the insert too? Go find this one. It says list donor okay. And modify that so that it will show that it's in your database now. Okay, so go in and find the one. After you do the insert, go find the one that says list donor okay. And you can modify that with your, to have your fields and modify it so it will show the database and you can see it being inserted. It's called List Donor OK. List Donor OK. One of them has a 2 after it.
Yeah.
I did the one without the 2. Okay. So it is list donor okay. So once you've done the insert, go in and find list donor okay and modify that so that you will be able to see the records in your table. If you use donor, then you have very little to modify. If you used a different one, you have more to modify. And I have this link past donor, but as I said, and so I listed donor as my database, but you can use whatever link past you used. You got that working?
Yeah. So, how do you see your data? You still have to go through Buddy, right?
No, I mean, this is the description and everything. No, yeah. We're going to look at that next. Actually, if you go down and look at something that says DESC, look for one of my programs that says DESC, and you'll see a description.
Like, for example, I forgot that I put state as ST instead of
right. Okay, right, right.
So I had to change it to get it to work.
Yeah.
But I couldn't see it.
No, right, right. But you can if you go into the DESC.
So we will do that in a minute, but I'm giving a few minutes more, but you can go look it up.
Yeah, no, somehow when you get into this field, you end up using the word stupid a lot. How could I have done something so stupid?
And I'm sure you want us to make the DSC.
Sure. Notice I've got the echo fields up at the top, which is kind of like a header that told me in general what the fields were by going down. And so I put that echo in there just so that when I looked at it, I'd know what fields were what to some degree. I didn't space it out. If I really wanted to be good, I would have made that into a table and made that the header of the table, and then everything would have spaced out very nicely. But I wasn't interested in being that good.
How come yours is on a different line versus fields, and it shows all the fields ID number name?
Because I got a BR at the end.
So therefore, if you've gotten to the next line.
Because I copied and pasted yours, and mine just went to the top.
Okay. I don't know why you missed BR, but I mean there, because there it is going across.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Why did I get it at the... Oh, because the Connect Successfully, I think, has a BR after it. The Connect Successfully is in my link pass.
Okay.
Which you don't have, but you have yours.
Right.
And I have the Connect Successfully in there for reassurance purposes, and I think I have a BR after it.
So that would take care of that. Okay, has everybody successfully seen that they did an insert? Is everybody still fighting with it? So those of you who are behind, Thursday would be a very lovely day to come and occupy a seat in this room for as long as you can. Because I'm almost caught up with homework. So if I'm almost caught up, you definitely need to start sending me a lot, because I wouldn't want to have that satisfied feeling very long. another pair of eyes? Well, we can go in and look at the next thing that I was going to talk about, which is the description, so you can see your database. Which one is it? Did you find out the description one? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which one is it? Description. There it is. Description, columns, 12, okay. What is it called? Description, columns. Okay, so if you do this particular program, this gives you a description of the table. So just, I did this program and I said SQL describe DESC donut. Okay? So I am going to have it do that query to do a DESC donut. And as long as it's successful, I end up printing it out, and PrintRAR gives me this particular way of sending it out. Where it sends it out.
So this shows me the name of the field. So if you're not sure about what your field names are,
this you can go in and find your field name.
MUL,
where is MUL? Yeah.
So I know the top one is primary key, right?
Right.
And so MUL.
At one point I knew that, but I don't remember it now. That's an interesting question. Anything that it looks like it's going to tell me that. Do the others have MUL or just the name?
Well, it's not on mine, so
Oh, it didn't do it on yours?
No, it didn't.
Doesn't tell me anything. I don't know. I will try to remember to look it up. If you send me an email, then that will charge my memory. Yeah. And that wouldn't be a foreign key or anything like that. I don't honestly remember what it was. I actually remember wondering about it at some point, looking it up, but I don't remember the answers that I gave.
But anyway, this program gives you a description of the table. And so, if, as he said, he couldn't remember what he called one of the fields. And when he went in and put it in. Okay. Are we hearing stupid?
Multiple times. Comma palooza.
What was it?
I had an extra comma in front of date for some reason. Connected successfully.
Okay, so did you, in the process of this, look at the DESC one?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So there is the DESC, which gives you descriptions of the columns. Now, if you look down, there is also a create table. Okay? So this one is, again, you can go in and do anything you can do in PuTTY. You can, the creates and everything else. So here I said, okay, create a table. And I defined the table. And notice I've got ID number is integer 3. And then I've got the word primary key written there, which makes that a primary key. And then I did something that, in fact, in reality, I wouldn't do. I did an insert into it, so that I would have some data in it. But in fact, somehow I think it's nicer to have the create as a separate thing if you want to run it. And then you can go in and just modify the create. When you want to create a different table, you can go in and just modify it and not have to worry about the inserts in it. But I did a create, then I inserted it, then I inserted two records into it, and then I did a select and did a loop after that to show the records that I put in there, so that I basically did everything in one. I created the table, I put in some records, and then I did the select to show that the records were there. So if I change this, because I'm pretty sure, so we'll make that 6 and 6, 1. So those are the primary keys. And so if I now run this, and this is called create table. Can I spell? Nope. Okay. And it's telling me that the table already exists, and then I should have changed that to make it okay, so I'll make that B. And so there it is. Yeah, that's what I'm sitting here saying. Where did the 150s come from? Because I changed them to 160s. Oh, because I did a select from table A. Except then, why?
Well, you inserted it to A, yeah.
All right, I inserted it to A. So, in other words, I created a blank table here, which is not, was not my intention. But since I only changed one thing, that's what I did. I created a blank table here, that I inserted in the existing table, which had the existing records in it. And then I proved how wonderfully I'd done by then showing the existing one. And it had the 150s from when I did it with the 150s and the 160s that I just added in. So if I had wanted to actually do what I thought I was going to do, I should have changed all of these A's to B's, and then it would have worked fine. So I can go in there, I can create a table in PHP and not have to go into PuTTY if I don't want to, but I can go in and create the table in PHP. Okay. And then if you go in, there is another one that says drop the table, okay? And so if I look at that, that lets me drop the table, okay? So I've got I can create a table, I can drop a table, I can insert into the table. And then I can update the table, and I'm trying to remember which one the update is. Yeah, there's the update. Okay, so here I went in and said, okay, update the donor, set the name equal to where the ID is, and I was going for the ID of 21364, okay? So I went in and updated the record, okay? And we'll play around with this next Tuesday some more. So I can update the record, and then I've got a delete down here. And so that is okay. I took in the number that I wanted to delete. Notice the HTML. Okay. And I wasn't looking when I clicked on it. So here's the HTML. So I took in the record I wanted to delete and then went on to the PHP one. So here is delete, and I say enter the identification you want to delete, and I form action, go to delete donor okay. So I'm going to go to delete donor okay, and delete donor okay is going to have the delete from donor where the ID is equal, okay? And the ID came over with the post, and so now I'm looking. I want to delete that particular record.
So you can essentially create your own interface, right? To update.
You're going to. Yeah, no, that's what we're going to work on. Actually, next week's assignment is going to be to, you know, do the update kind of stuff, write a program to do the update kind of stuff. But we've got a ways more to go before we're quite ready for that. And this, you know, we've got open lab this week because I needed one, and then next week they've taken Thursday away from next week too. It's professional day on the 28th. So we've got 2 1-week. Then we've got other things like list tables, okay, where I went in and said show my tables. What did I just do? List tables, it's called, right? Okay.
So here's my list of tables. So if I can't remember my table name, I can go in and do the show tables that I can also do in PuTTY. And I don't need to have the MySQL known there. That's another way I pointed this out before. It's basically saying that in this array, I'm only going to use it with the numbers. And you can eliminate that and just not even have that in there. Okay. But this gives me a list of my tables. And, oops. So on this one, I am saying I want to be in the donor database, and I want to list the tables. And so I'm showing my tables in there.
Tables?
Yes. Most of which I have no memory of what the name is, because I created them and then completely forgot about them. So list, show tables is a good thing to have. And let me see if I've got any other that I want. Okay, here I did the columns from a particular one. So I'm saying show columns from item first. Okay, apparently I closed that. Anybody see my usual error? I'm okay. My usual error, actually. So this is another way of getting the DESC to happen. Okay? I can say show columns from item first. And so it is showing me what columns it has in item first. And interestingly enough, this one doesn't have that MUL. Is telling you that it's got a primary key. You actually get less information with this one and probably more relevant information. Okay. So essentially, you can forget everything you learned about PuTTY and start doing it in PHP if you want to and see all of the things. And if there's something missing, I'm sure you can probably find it. We are done. We will continue with updates next Tuesday, and today, Thursday, is an open lab.